Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you on tonight. We want to welcome you to When Passion Meets Purpose. We are so excited about tonight's broadcast. We're going to be bringing guest hosts to you on tonight in the persons of Vanessa Maddox and Naomi Williams. I do believe that Naomi will be starting us out on tonight, and we'll just move farther into the programming. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to be inspired and enlightened tonight. You're going to be challenged with this broadcast because these impactful women are going to share from a non-traditional sense. We're going to talk about taking our skills outside of the four walls and bringing a positive shift, you know, to our neighborhoods, our communities, and even to society at large. So this is a segment where we're going to be talking about women and community building. We're going to be talking about teaching our children to be entrepreneurs. And so we're looking forward, to this segment. Sister Naomi, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Well, what we're going to do at this juncture is we're going to turn it over to you so that you begin speaking with us a bit about whichever one of these areas we're going to start with, and we're just looking forward to a great show on tonight. God bless you as you go forward. Lord, please let the words of our mouths, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Amen. God bless you, Sister Naomi.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for having us on the show. I really want to start out by giving just a little bit of the backstory of how the Girlfriend Group was born, and then I'll talk a little bit about my background. But I just kind of want to start off with this because so many people are trying to build something that they've been dreaming of or are trying to break through a pain or an obstacle to build something great. And the story of how the girlfriend group was born is really a testament to having the will and the perseverance and the faith to start something incredible to really lift you up out of whatever you're going through. Vanessa is my real cousin. We're not just friends who call ourselves cousins. We're actually cousins. We're related. And her sister, my cousin Valerie, passed away some time ago. And it sent Vanessa into a really deep depression. Her and her sister were extremely close. And it was one day when I was at her home and we were sitting on her couch in the living room, as we often do, you know, just chatting about our week, chatting about the kids, just chatting about life. And it is then when we had the idea to start this global community for women to help them basically make their lives better. That is how the girlfriend group was born. And so it was born to really support women, but at that same time, it was that project of building the girlfriend group that got Vanessa out of her place of depression and to really begin to use that energy to build something to help other people. And it's been 5, 6, 7 years now, and it's really a wonderful community. It is a place to go where you need resources, where you need help, where you want to be a resource, where you want to find or be a mentor. It is all of those things. And so many times, us as women, we just don't have the support or are unable to be that support for someone else. But this community of the girlfriend group really sets the foundation for being in a place to give and receive. And so I just wanted to start with that because it really came out of, the girlfriend group came out of a really hard, sad place, but it is now a blooming flower. So I just wanted to start with that. So a little bit about me, my background. Again, I'm Naomi Williams, and I am the co-founder and the chief architect of the girlfriend group. I am also the co-founder of a 501c3 nonprofit, Maryland Resource and Training Center, in which I started with my mother. And my background is in the technical sector. I do have a day job. I'm doing the air quotes for that, where I am doing web development and have been doing that for many years now and also manage social media. So like many of you who may be on the line, you may have a full-time job, but you also may be doing something on the side, trying to build your own empire, if you will. So I'm in that same boat right there with you. So I find it very fortunate that I've been able to use all of my skills to kind of do these side projects. Also, it's really helped save some money so I don't have to hire out to do some of these things. I'm able to do them on my own. So I wanted to kind of talk about women and community. There is a growing number of women who are trying to start businesses. And if you look at the news and you see the unemployment rates, there's also this huge uptick in people starting businesses. And so I find it extremely important to connect women to one another so that they can help each other get their businesses off the ground. Again, the girlfriend group is a wonderful resource. Entrepreneurship, I find, is really another key to financial freedom. It's so important. If you have that desire to start a business, you've got to move beyond just thinking about it and begin to put those steps into action and get something going. Many people say just start, and there is something to that. We can spend a lot of time just dreaming about what we want to do. But if we don't ever put that into action, it never comes to fruition. And so if you are a woman out there and you've been thinking about, you know, building something great for yourself, for your family, and for whatever reason you have not been able to move past the ideation stage is when you may have an idea, but you just can't get to the next part, which is setting some actionable goals. I will encourage you tonight to wake up in the morning or maybe later on tonight, sit down and write out a list of three actions to take that are going to move you from the ideation stage to being productive and actually starting that business. We don't always have to rely on a full-time job. Yes, it's great to have one to pay our bills, but if you have a dream of really building something on your own, if you don't start that, you're never going to get there. For a lot of people, like myself, my job is a way to not just provide for my family now and to pay bills, but it's also to give me the means to work on building my empire on the side. And so it can be done. I know that a lot of people feel that they can't raise their family and work a full-time job and also work on starting their business, but I'm telling you that people do it every day and it is possible, but you've got to set aside and make that time and have the commitment and the will to make it a priority like you make other things in your life a priority. So what I'd actually like to do is give you all a little bit of homework. I believe in goal setting. I think that when you set goals, especially when you write them down on paper, it becomes very real. And so if there's something that you've been wanting to do, and you've been thinking about this, I don't know, for the last 4 weeks or 4 months or 4 years, I would encourage you to get out a piece of paper. Yes, I know that we all have cell phones and laptops and iPads, but I encourage you to just get out an old-fashioned piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and sit down and write what your goal is and three steps of how you're going to make a way to get there. Set timelines for yourself. So whatever the goal is, you want to complete this goal by enter whatever that date is here. And those three tasks that you're going to do to get to that goal, also set timelines for those, because what we need to do is make ourselves accountable to what we're talking about doing so that it isn't just fluff, so that it isn't just pie in the sky. It needs to be real. So writing something down on paper, setting timelines, holding yourself accountable, those are the things that are going to move you forward in whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe it's not starting a business. Maybe it's going back to school. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know, doing something else. Or whatever it is that you're trying to do to make your life better, write that down so it's in, you know, black and white on paper so that you can see it, so that you can check it off when you complete something. That is goal setting, and that's accountability. And those are the two things that many people, including myself, have testified to being that one thing that really moves you from the next step to the next step and to the next step. So that's the homework that I'm going to give you. I know that we're in the beginning of the show, but that's the homework I'm going to give you for, let's say, start that tonight or start that tomorrow. And it's really easy to find a little bit of time. I know we all have busy days and we're working and we're running our kids to basketball practice, dance classes. We've got PTA meetings, but we all go to the bathroom. And this may sound funny, but if that's all you have is that time to write that down when you're in the bathroom, then take that time. Absolutely take that time because you've got to fit it in somewhere. It's the only way you're going to be able to get something done. You got to find that time. Also, too, when you really want something to happen, I believe God is always asking us and testing us, like, well, you know, do you really want it to happen? Because you haven't made the time for it. And if you haven't made the time, it must mean you're not that serious. So you've got to kind of make that time, even if it's 3 minutes. You can write down a lot in 3 minutes. So that's the homework that I'm going to give you all. Write down your goal, write down the date that you want to accomplish it, and then write down the three tasks that are going to help you meet that goal and give each task a timeline. I'm going to go back to the girlfriend group. If you need some support, if you need some help, if you need some encouragement, join the girlfriend group. It is a wonderful community. These women in this group are extremely supportive and extremely motivating. So I would encourage you to check that out, and you can also follow the Girlfriend Group on Twitter at Girlfriend Group. Are there any questions? Do we have any callers on the line? If you're listening and you want to tell folks that we're live, have them call in to 347 843-4591. We would love to get any feedback or take any questions that you may have. So give us a call again, 347-843-4591. All right. So Vanessa and I are both mothers. She is the mother of two boys, and I am the mother of two girls. I am also the grandmother of one son. And Vanessa and I have had a conversation about teaching our children about entrepreneurship. And not that we want to force it on them, but you certainly want to give them an idea of what it means to start your own business, to run your own business, and the opportunities that affords, and to really also to get them involved in your business. My mother and I started our nonprofit back in 2011, and before then I had done a lot of, I had a lot of freelance companies because I've been doing design and development for a long time. I've always had a side business. As a single mother, a side business really helped me to better provide for my daughters as I was raising them on my own. And in some way or another, I always had my daughters involved. I've taken them to board meetings. I don't shun them when I'm doing business. I've always kind of explained what I was doing so they can kind of not just see mom in action, but also understand what mom is doing and what it's all about. And so when my mother and I started our nonprofit, Maryland Resource and Training Center, we thought it was really important, again, to get my kids, her grandkids, involved. My daughters do sit on the board as student board members. They are so well-versed about what our organization does. When we go to trade shows or any community events and we set up our table for our organization, my daughters can run it. They can explain every piece, every morsel of what our organization does. And it's a good way for them to learn how to communicate with people. It's a good way for them to understand how to market a business. It's a good way for them to know how to network with people. Because when you're in those kinds of environments, you run across all kinds of people. Some people are very kind. Some people are very patient. Others not so much. So it gives them an opportunity to really learn how to deal with different kinds of people. And it also teaches them how to really be that face for a company, representing a company. The way you are with your friends is not the way that you can be when you're representing a company or an organization. And so it's crucial if you're a parent, if you are and you have a business, I would encourage you to really get your kids involved. They're not most likely going to just know what entrepreneurship is. So if we're talking about building a family legacy, it's really our duty to share our business with our children. Whether or not, they get into it or not, we don't know if our kids are going to want to take over our businesses. We don't know if they're going to want to work with them later after they, go off and do their own thing. But the fact that they were well-informed and that they were educated on entrepreneurship and that they saw their family doing it, it's a wonderful learning lesson. So I think I'm going to pause here because we've got one question or a comment. Is that caller on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
This is your cousin, Vanessa.
Oh, hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm so wonderful. I've been giving everyone a little backstory.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late calling in, but I had a comedy of errors and my phone got lost, so I had to borrow one from my friend, and I am actually standing outside in Ottawa, Canada right now, and I wanted to make sure I called in, and I am so blessed to have you in my life, Naomi. You did an excellent, excellent job introducing this call, and I'm kind of glad that I couldn't say anything until just now.
Oh, thank you.
Because you
audience, I need everyone to know she's my cousin, but she's really like my sister.
Right. She's like my little sister, because I don't have any little sisters. I'm the youngest in my family. And I just want to say hello to you all. My name is Vanessa Maddox. I am the co-founder and the chief executive girlfriend of the Girlfriend Group, the Girlfriend Group Global Community for Women. And I am so proud of Naomi Williams that I just can't even explain it to you all how I admire her. I look up to her. Naomi taught me everything I know about technology, about social media, about people, about being patient, about being a dedicated mother, and also about community. There's nothing that I do that I don't run past her, and there is nothing that the Girlfriend Group does that she is not aware of, even if we can't get together to collaborate on a lot of things.
Right.
One thing I want to say is that, and I'm not going to stay on long, Naomi, because I'm supposed to be in a meeting, but one thing I will say to you all that are listening, when my sister Valerie died 6 years ago on June 12, 2009, she took a bit of my soul with her. But what happened on August 22, 2009, when Naomi and I sat on my couch in my family room and we created this thing called the Girlfriend Group, which was solely meant to be a tribute to my sister, Naomi's cousin. And what happened shortly thereafter is why the two of us are on this call tonight. We created this thing, and we didn't really know what it was, but I knew from my own experiences coming up as an educated woman in corporate America. I've worked for Fortune 500 companies. I worked for Fortune 10 companies. And one thing that was very apparent in those environments is that women did not support and or like one another at all.
Right.
We climbed over one another to get to the top or to impress men, right?
Yes.
So
right.
I vowed one day if I was ever in a position of authority, I was going to eradicate the rampant hateration that goes on between women in these environments. When
right.
Naomi and I sat on that couch 6 years ago and created this community, that was the mission. I didn't know anything else. I had just lost my sister. I couldn't even function as a human being at the time. I barely showered on a daily basis. But all I knew was that we had to honor Valerie's life. My sister was a teacher for 35 years. She was a single parent for 30 years, raised my niece to age 30 before she passed. And she was absolutely a leader and probably the strongest person in our family. And I think Naomi would agree
yes.
with me on that.
Yes.
And she was a beacon of light. And
yes,
everybody that met her fell in love with her.
Yes,
everyone.
They did. Absolutely.
But Valerie didn't take no mess, and she would tell you about yourself in a heartbeat, but she
right.
always did it with love and concern and honor because she was a teacher, and that's what teachers do.
That's
I've
right.
I've been in the training and development field for over 25 years, and as a result of what my sister taught me, the Girlfriend Group is about to hit 10,000 members in 2016.
Woo-hoo!
And we're gonna accomplish that with the plan that I've set forward that Naomi will know about as soon as I eat it, right?
That's right.
So everyone that's listening on this call right now, I encourage you to Google the Girlfriend Group. You can Google Vanessa Maddox. I am at the top of Google. Work hard to get there. So there's no shortage of information to be found on this organization. And I really, really, really want to thank and honor Leslie Bishop Joe. Leslie was one of my first clients, Naomi, under the VR Maddox consulting brand.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's
awesome.
Absolutely amazing. She came to me knowing very little about social media, about promoting her brand, and she walked away about 3 or 4 months later, and now she has surpassed any expectation that I had when we started. And she's shy
right.
about that. She says, oh, no, it's because of your wonderful consulting skills. No, it's because she is blessed. And it's also because, Naomi, she listened. Leslie listened.
There's the key.
To what
there's the key, folks.
She was receptive, and she listened to my instructions, and she did exactly what I recommended she do. And now, Naomi, her Facebook page has been trending through the roof for the last 6 to 8 months. Who does
amazing.
That?
Right.
Right? Only
amazing.
People that are only people that are receptive to receiving what the Lord has blessed me to deliver.
Right.
Okay? And I want Leslie to know that I am so grateful that she came into my life, and I am so grateful that you and I, Naomi, got a chance to talk together for once. I am tired of being the only one being interviewed all the time. I'm tired of hearing my own voice. So in 2016, my dear sweet cousin, you know I love you. I want us to do more of this because I want people to know that there is a co-founder of the Girlfriend Group Network. I want them
right.
to know that if it was not for you, me for 9 hours,
yeah.
hours you sat with me, and we created this thing that has affected women all around the world. This just isn't a U.S. thing.
That's
the
right.
Girlfriend
it's
Group
global.
Is a global community, and we have changed the lives of thousands of women. Why? Because they were receptive and they were
yes.
looking for something different. This is not
let me
a
just
black
tell you,
woman. Yeah.
Vanessa, you hit it right there. That on that couch that day for those 9 hours, folks, let me tell you something. It was like the room was full of fire and fireworks. The brain power and the energy in her family room was just undeniable. I don't think we understood what was happening, but something magical was happening. And it didn't feel like 9 hours. You understand? But
no, it didn't.
Goodness,
it didn't.
That was a powerful day.
So, Naomi and Leslie, I'm going to drop off here. Whoever is within the sound of my voice, please stay on to the end of this call and listen to the nuggets of wisdom and experience that Naomi is going to impart. She's brilliant. I tell her that every day, and I will continue to tell her that because anything that she ever needs on this planet, I better go ahead and get it for her. Because if it wasn't for her, I would not be standing in the middle of Ottawa, Canada, telling you this story right now. So, Naomi, I love you. Leslie, I love you. All of the callers, I wish you nothing but the best and God's blessings in the coming year. Watch out for the Girlfriend Group. We're about to change the world again for all women.
Right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Be safe.
You too.
Well, that was right on time. That was right on time. That is my wonderful cousin, Vanessa. She is my cousin, but again, we're extremely close, and she's really more like a sister to me. I'm very fortunate to be related to her. I'm so thankful that our family overall is very close. I'm very thankful for that. So some people have, and Vanessa and I have talked about this, some people have, like we do, we have a built-in support system because we have such a large family that's so connected. But we realize that everybody doesn't have that. Everybody doesn't have a sister or a close cousin that they can go to get that support, you know, or to, you know, bounce an idea off of, or, you know. But that is the importance of creating something like the Girlfriend Group. It's more like an extended family. you know, sometimes when you are in such a close connected family, you think, oh, well, everybody has that. If everybody has a close friend that they can kind of reach out to and, you know, get the support that they need. But that's really not the case for everyone. So it's really an honor and a blessing to be a part of creating something that gives people a space where they can support one another and be of support. And so just want to remind you all, if anyone's on the line and they have a question, to press 1 at any time if they have a comment or a question. And also, if you're listening and you want to call in, please dial 347-843-4591. I want to go back to the conversation about introducing our children and getting them involved in entrepreneurship. I know I left off where I was speaking about when my daughters join in our business and how they're able to really speak on behalf of our organization, and how being able to do that really gives them other lessons and how to really act in a professional manner. But also, too, when we're actually in the process of building the business, you know, all the grunt work, you know, everyone wants to kind of think about the end goal of a business, the actual launch. That's the exciting part, right? Well, there's really two exciting parts. The first exciting part is the ideation, when you're thinking of all these wonderful ideas. It's fun, it's exhilarating, it's energizing. But then there's the part where you have to do the grunt work, and that's the piece that nobody really wants to do. So then you start thinking about the launch, because, again, it's exciting. You know, it really, you know, gets your juices going. But that grunt work part, the part that actually makes the business come to life, it's also another important part where you should get your kids involved, because what we want to do is, yes, we want to tell them and we want to share with them how wonderful it is to start a business and to run a business. But we also want to give them the truth about the fact that being an entrepreneur, a small business owner, it's hard work. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen by osmosis. You are not going to snap your fingers and wake up one day and then, boom, just have this business. You actually have to put some skin in the game. And that's an important part. That's what kind of separates the winners, if you will, from the losers. You've got to put the skin in the game. Can you do it? Can you put that skin in the game? So when we're, you know, got our sleeves rolled up and we're in the trenches, you know, we're trying to get this business off the ground, that is the part that we should really be sharing with our kids what it's all about, and let them help in some kind of a way. There have been times, I remember when I was doing a freelance business when I was in college, it took me 10 years to finish my bachelor's degree. I was working full-time, raising two daughters on my own, and going to school. And let me tell you, there was a struggle, but I made that happen. And in trying to create another freelance business, because, hey, kids are expensive, my daughters run a lot of activities, and mama needed some extra cash. And so I was trying to think of a name for my freelance business. And, you know, I was like, you know, I've got two little people here who probably have some pretty good ideas. And, you know, we sat around on the floor, you know, just real casual, and was telling them about the side business I'm going to start. I was doing graphic design and some web design, and was, you know, showing them what that meant. You know, what is graphic design? What is web design? Why do people need it? Why do people want it? How am I going to do it? And I was like, you know what, girls? I need a name for this business. Let's throw some stuff out there. And they actually helped me come up with the name of that side business, which back then was Urban Girl Designs. And I ran that freelance business for the duration of me going to college and graduating, and it was that side business that, my God, it really provided me with the extra income that I needed so that I would not have to pull my children out of any activities. I could actually do more with them, for them. It really helped to do more than keep us above float. So I am grateful for starting that freelance business, and it was really a great learning lesson for my daughters to kind of get in the trenches with me to see what this whole freelance thing is all about and get involved and help me find the name. It was exciting for them. They felt like they were a part of it. You know, they would always say, we helped mom name her business. We helped mommy name her business. They were excited about that. And so the smallest thing, something as small as letting them help you name the business, even if you don't select the name, just the fact that they helped is really not just an important thing, but it's also a bonding moment and letting them feel like they're a part of something that you're building that's greater, that's going to be better for your family. So get in there and let them see you do the grunt work. Let them roll their sleeves up right along with you, because we've got to show them that the business part is exciting, but the grunt work is hard, but it's possible. And those lessons of getting that grunt work done, that kind of also carries over into things that they're doing in their own lives with school. You know, school isn't easy for all kids. Some kids find it a real challenge. You know, at some point or another, there's going to be a teacher or a class that your kids are in where they are really having an uphill battle. And if we can show them that by rolling up our sleeves and just digging in a little deeper, a little harder, being a little bit more, you know, consistent, being a little bit more determined, it can also help them in their school endeavors. These are the lessons, I call them carryover lessons. These are those lessons that kind of carry over from one thing to the next in our lives. Some of these things are very universal. Consistency, determination, will. These things are, they carry over into everything that we do. So there's a lot of important lessons that we can be giving our kids when we're sharing our business endeavors with them and allowing them to be a part of it. And, hey, oh, by the way, it may also spark an entrepreneur, you know, bug in them. They may want to start something on their own. So it doesn't matter what age they are. I know when my kids were 9 and I want to say 11, they wanted to start a little business. They had this idea of reselling candy and pencils. So we went to the dollar store and we bought a bunch of, you know, candy and pencils and all these kind of trinkets, and they would resell them. And I tell you, they made a good little penny there doing that. I mean, they had a good little network going. And so that was kind of their first kind of entrepreneurial endeavor. And I remember another business, and if I could just remember the name, there was some social network all the kids were on, like middle school kids. And my middle schooler at the time, she had gotten real savvy at customizing these profile pages. And she started selling her services to people in her school. They would pay her to fancy up their profile pages for whatever this kid's social network thing was, but she did that for about a year and made herself a pretty little penny. And I want to say that when we're teaching our kids about being entrepreneurs, we also want to teach them about saving, because it's very easy to kind of skip that task of actually putting away some of that money that we earn from our entrepreneurial endeavors. And so I always had them pay themselves first. And then they can kind of do whatever they wanted to do with what was left over. But paying themselves first was absolutely the most important thing, because we want to really make saving money a habit and not an afterthought. And so if you have a business already and you haven't had the opportunity to get your kids involved, find a way to. You never know what it's going to spark in them. And, again, they are great carryover lessons in getting our kids involved in our businesses. You know, not like we're trying to get, you know, free labor out of our kids, but it can be anything, you know, helping you read or check email, helping you send out a flyer, going with you to a meeting, going with you to some kind of event. So it's important to think about any entryway in which you can get them involved. It will probably change their lives for the better. It is 8:09 now. If anyone has any questions or a comment, press 1 at any time. There's also still time to call in. We'll be on for a few more minutes. You can call in at 347-843-4591. This has been great so far. I really appreciate you, Leslie, for allowing me to come on and be a part of this community tonight. Your shows really are wonderful. You're doing some great things. And, the name of your show really says it all. So I'm very grateful and honored to have the opportunity to be on here tonight. I think that I would like to wrap up in going back to talking about women in community, because Vanessa did hit on something that is so very important. And I think that although it may be getting a tad bit better, it is still a challenge. And it is that area that she talked about with how women in the workplace just do not support one another. And I will be very frank. I, like Vanessa, have had a lot of jobs. I've worked for a lot of companies, federal government, contracting companies, associations. I've had a lot. And unfortunately, my best experiences, and I'm going to be honest, it pains me to say it, but it is the truth, and we're going to be honest in this conversation. The best experiences that I've had in all but one of my work experiences has been working with men. There was only one job that I had where I worked directly under a woman that was actually a great experience. And I remember her name, Micheline Lopez Estrada. She was a wonderful leader. I don't want to call her a boss. She was a wonderful leader. She had this amazing ability to kind of meet you wherever you were in your career journey, in your life, and somehow give you the encouragement and the platform to excel. And she was in no means, in no way, intimidated by you excelling. And that is the first time I ever experienced that with working under a woman. My prior experiences had been the complete opposite. And I was younger. I just didn't understand why it was like that. But as I got older, I realized there are so many things into play that women have to deal with in the workplace. We're not just really in competition with ourselves. We're just in competition with everyone. You know, we don't get the recognition that we deserve. We are looked at as less than a lot of times in the workplace. We are often overlooked, although we may be doing a superb job. And we are dealing with a lot of prejudices, especially if you are a working mother. I distinctly remember being called a clock watcher by a former boss because I had to leave every day at 5 o'clock in order to pick up my children from the daycare at 6 so that I didn't get charged that dollar a minute. And so women are contending with a lot in the workplace, and it has spilled over into very nasty areas. But there is a shift, and there has been a shift in this. I do think some women are more aware of this, and as I said, I do think it is a tad bit better, but we still have a long way to go. And I would encourage everyone – well, I would encourage every woman, no matter what position you're in, whether you're at the top or, you know, at the bottom, just really be conscious and be aware of how you're treating other women in your place of work. You know, are you that source of light, you know, for someone, or are you doom and gloom? You know, we're really not going to get anywhere by demeaning other women so that we can get ahead. We're not going to really do well if we're climbing over other women so that we can prop ourselves up. You know, at the end of the day, we want to be, or we should want to be, helpful. And we should want to be leaders. And true leaders are always in a position in where they are helping and motivating and supporting others. If you're doing the opposite, you're not really a leader. Even if your position is a director or a manager, you're not really a leader because you can't run people in the ground to be a better success for yourself. And so as we become more aware of how women are treating other women in the workplace, I would hope that we can all be a little bit more conscious of how we treat one another. Sometimes we're all that we have, and things are already hard enough, you know, as it is. You just sometimes ask yourself, can't we just all be on the same side? Most of us, you know, are either, you know, married or we have children, or, you know, or both, or whatever the deal is. We're dealing with life outside of work, which is hard. But if we can't be a light for another woman, then what's the point? That's also a part of our legacy. You know, how did you treat people? You know, how did you treat other women? I don't want a part of my legacy to be I got to where I am because I stepped on another woman to get there, or I demeaned another woman, or just completely trashed another woman to get there. At the end of the day, I want to be able to get where I need to get, but not in the process of hurting someone else. So as women, and I'm going to close with this, as women, I pray and I desire and I wish for us all to be more cognizant of the fact that we need to respect one another and support one another and be a light for one another. And again, if you need that community, or if you want to be in a community where you're being a support or a mentor to someone, I encourage you to Google the Girlfriend Group and get involved. As Vanessa said, there are some exciting things coming down the pike for 2016, and I'm thinking you may want to be a part of it. Thank you all for having me. It has been my sincere pleasure. Thank you, Leslie. I'm Naomi Williams, and I'm signing out.